We are talking to Duncan Phillips. He is from the Newsboys, of course, and excited about the fact that they are coming to the La Crosse Center. It is May 9th. It's the United and Surrounded Tour. Duncan, thanks for taking the time, man. Appreciate it.
Great to be here. Great to be here, Todd.
This is exciting because it's the first time that you guys have toured together with Michael W. Smith. I mean, I was like calculating, both of you guys are going strong still after 30 years each. So we're talking like 60 years of music ministry. Have you ever thought about that?
No, I haven't, but thanks for that.
Not making you feel old at all.
No, not at all. Yeah.
So tell me, what prompted you guys, seriously, to put this tour together? Did you have Michael W. Smith from the start thinking that way?
You know what? It's one of those things that we kind of we needed to kind of fill in a few dates in our calendar. And we're like, and we, of course, we've known Michael for years. And yeah. I know Deefy talked to him with Michael back in the day. And he's just always been a great bud that we've kind of known. And it was so funny. A lot of things come out of just sheer friendship. And that's really what it came out of. We had a couple of weekends here that we kind of needed to fill. And we just got to start talking to Michael. And was just like, well, what would it look like if Newsboys and Michael W. Smith did some shows together? And we kind of started thinking about it, and we think, well, there's a similarity as far as when we kind of first started and I guess our careers, but we are quite different musically. But I think on so many levels, there is a commonality between us in so many ways. So we just thought, well, gosh, let's get together, let's rehearse some songs up, and let's do a few shows and see what happens, you know?
Yeah.
So we're on show number 3, I think, right now, three or four, and it's been awesome. I mean, you know, we're quite different musically, but then, you know, back in the day, Michael, I mean, he's really focusing on his worship music now, but back in the day, I mean, when I first started listening to Michael W. Smith, he was kind of hitting it in the pop world. As far as our kind of musical heritage, it's kind of very similar in so many ways.
Yeah,
but you know, Newsboys have never toured with Michael, so we thought, well, let's do it. So anyway, we put a 10-show run together, and it has been wonderful. You know, Newsboys will play our set, and then Michael will play his set, and then we come on together. We play about 8 songs together.
Oh, nice!
2 bands on stage, and it is a wonderful. I mean, you've got so many great singers, Michael. W. Smith, of course, he's a great singer. Then he has a couple of backup singers. Then we've got, you know, Michael Tate, Peter Perler, Phil Joel, Jody Davis, and Jeff Frankenstein as far as singers for that goes.
Yeah.
So it's really, it really is a big epic moment at the end of the show when the kind of 2 bands come on and play together. We play each other's songs, which makes it even more fun. So, you know, Michael Smitty, he sings some of our songs, and Michael Tate sings some of theirs. So it really is a magical moment.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
So it's like a superstar once in a lifetime opportunity almost.
Well, I mean, I like the way you talk, and that sounds really, really good to me. Yeah, I like it.
We're talking to Duncan Phillips from The Newsboys. So excited. Now, the cool thing, too, the other element to this, Peter Furler is back with you guys. Phil Joel is back. Was that also a conception from the beginning, or how did that come about?
Well, Peter and Phil had been touring with us. I think back in late 2017, we were working on a song called "The Cross Has a Final Word," and we were kind of stuck on a verse, and we thought, "Gosh, let's give it to Pete and see what he can do with it." You know, after he'd not been in the band for 9 years, so Peter's a great songwriter.
Yeah.
We knew he kind of had the time. Gave it to Pete. He sent us back a scratch vocal. We loved it so much. We said, Pete, why don't you come and sing on the song with us, which he did. And then out of that came, you know, the touring of all of 2018. We toured with United, and it was just a magical, magical moment. I think all those people that wanted to remember and hear that, you know, some of those classic Newsboys songs came out in support of that tour. So that was amazing. In the beginning of 2019, we did Winter Jam. We headlined Winter Jam with United, which was just fantastic.
Yeah.
So here we are. It was just very natural. We felt to incorporate Newsboys United with this Michael W. Smith Surrounded and United tour. So it just, I mean, it seems like it was more planned than what it was, but it kind of happened very organically.
Yeah, that's cool. How is it playing with your old mates, Peter and,
awesome.
And Phil?
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
And, you know, I remember the first rehearsals, we kind of weren't sure because it's like kind of meeting up with your old girlfriend again, you know, I mean, after 10 years. It's like, you know,
interesting way to put that.
Well, in a sense, because, yeah. You know, it is a marriage of sorts when you're in a yeah. band. It's a kind of, you go through the trenches. I mean,
yeah.
I think people in the armed forces feel this, people in teams, you kind of get back together with your old teammates in that sense. And it was kind of bizarre for the first few rehearsals, I remember. It just kind of felt kind of weird in one way.
Yeah.
But then really, really cool in another way. Because, you know, we get to reminisce about, you know, the early days. And, you know, we
right.
were kids when we first met. I remember
exactly.
I first met Peter when I was 19 years old. So we've lived a lot of life with each other. So it felt really good. And, of course, I think once we started kind of going out and doing a few shows, it was obvious that the fans were resonating
yeah.
with what we were doing. And,
yeah.
and it's just been a blast.
That really is one of my questions, too, how the tour is going. How are people responding to, wow, this is like, you know, it's DC Talk with Michael. It's the almost like the original Newsboys going back together. And Michael W. Smith, you getting some good reaction?
It's been incredible. It really has been incredible. I think it's a celebration. It's a celebration of who we are, but it's also a celebration of our creator. And
yeah.
it's just been the best.
Yeah, that is the main thing for sure. A lot of worship going on for sure.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Hey, we're talking to Duncan Phillips. He's, of course, with the Newsboys, and they are coming to La Crosse. It is May 9th at the La Crosse Center. Now, of course, I have to ask, because you're the drummer. I've seen you guys going back to 96. You've got the flip-over drum set. You're still doing that?
Well, we have been up until this actual tour.
Mm.
We decided to, for want of a better term, this tour is a little bit more worship.
Yeah.
As far as part of the spirit of it. So we thought, man, for these dates, let's not
yeah.
bring it out, make it more vertical rather than horizontal
yeah.
in that sense. So, but yes, will it come back out again? Absolutely.
Well, I definitely love that sentiment that it is
yeah.
about worship and totally lifting him up. So
that's right.
They're very cool. Let's talk about, of course, your big new single, The Greatness of Our God.
Yeah, well, that was a song that when I first heard it, we kind of all knew, instantly that it was just a wonderful anthem. And it's, to me, it's one of those songs that it's just, I think sometimes we get so bogged down in kind of daily life, and daily life is real, it's a real thing.
Hmm.
But sometimes it's good just to pull the lens back and just take in and realize how great our God is. Everything that we spend so much time on and concentrate on actually has a very little eternal value, in the sense of it's not going to matter. You know, a lot of stuff we worry so much about is not going to matter in 6 months, a lot of it. So I think that, you know, it's just taking a pause, taking a breathe in, looking around, smelling the roses, and just recognizing how great our God really is. So that's what that song is. It's just a real appreciation moment, I think, more than anything, to take in the awesomeness of our God.
It has been a blast chatting with you, Duncan, and we are so looking forward to seeing you on May 9th in La Crosse, the big United Surrounded Tour. So I promise you we'll have some cheese curds.
Well, I know. That always seems to turn up whenever we play this concert. There's always... Someone always brings some cheese curds, so we love it.
Okay. We'll see. Yeah, well, knowing this, we'll see what we can do for you. Maybe some cheese heads, you know, something
cheese
like that.
Well, there's definitely going to be those in the audience, for sure. No doubt about it.
Absolutely.